What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You're now entering the Daily Wave, hosted by Mr. Christopher Green himself. Oh, me? I'm just a fellow truth speaker. I go by the name of Doctrine. Welcome to the Daily Wave.
Hey, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. This is Green Wave Radio, live broadcasting around the world. We just had a great brief interview with MOT Man of Truth. I now have Vinny Eastwood on the line, who's up next right after our show. He's also on American Freedom Radio. Hang on. After our show, make sure to tune in. Also, please support our sponsor. Green Wave does not exist. AMTV does not exist without our sponsors. SeedsNow.com. Again, I know Chris personally. He's a small business owner. He's an awesome guy. Check out their all-in-one mega. Seed bank. I personally recommend it. They've got step-by-step grow storage container. What was that, Vinny? I hear you there.
I thought you kind of cut out for a second there, Chris. Hey, and apparently the elite are storing seeds in these Arctic storage bunkers. Have you heard about that?
I've kind of heard about that. Yeah. Tell. Is there something I missed?
Apparently they're all non-GMO seeds, and they're all like heirloom and what have you. But the elite and all the companies that they own, like Monsanto and what have you, they're all sitting around just going, "Hey, GMOs are fine for you, but we're not going to eat them." And I saw these pictures of these guys working for Monsanto in hazmat suits checking their corn. Okay, it's like, bro, if you need a hazmat suit to handle that GMO corn, why are you eating it? And Monsanto employees don't eat their own corn; they know better. And
we know the elites are preparing. Yeah, well, we know the elites are preparing. Americans are waking up to this. I mean, look, nobody's going to take care of you or take care of your family but yourself. The government is going to come to save you. And it's funny, you know, I was talking to people on the street today. I'm like, how are we going to deal with, this upside down pyramid? You know, referring to the baby boomers, referring to Social Security, referring to Medicare. All this stuff. And it's why people are preparing. And that's why I encourage you to check out our sponsor. Again, that's SeedsNow.com. You get a 10% discount if you enter the promo code GREEN with an E10. That's GREEN with an E10, a 10% discount. Please support them. Vinny, what's been going on with you lately? What's going through your head right now? Are the American people asleep? Are the people of the world asleep in general? I was talking to my producer about this during the break.
Well, I'm not sure I care about the people in general. I care about individuals, namely because throughout history, whenever tyranny has been overthrown, it's never been the masses of humanity or even the majority of a population that has stood up, resisted, and won. It has always been a very small, determined minority. It doesn't take a cast of thousands, Chris, so don't worry about whether or not everybody's waking up. The only question is whether or not you're awake, and you're very awake, Chris, much more awake than the rest of the people. And not only that, because you are awake and you're leading by example, you're helping others to awaken on their own accord. You don't need to force them. You just need to keep doing what you're doing, and you wake people up regardless of how hard you look to see whether or not it's really happening. It does happen.
And I think people, I appreciate that, but I think people need to also realize, I mean, this isn't dogma. You know, this isn't an ideology. I mean, what we encourage, and I encourage, is think for yourself. I mean, again, don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. Don't take Obama's word for it. Investigate for yourself. Put two into study what's going on. Study what's going on in the financial markets. Study what's happening, in the political process right now. Get behind the scenes yourself. I mean, again, Ron Paul says it best. If you want to change government, become the government. If you want to change the media, become the media. If you want to change anything, become it. Get involved. Would you not agree with that, Vinny?
Yeah. And you need to become it and not join it is the thing. You know, like I remember a while back I had a job offer from Television New Zealand as an assistant editor. Mate, I am the master editor. Frack your assistant job.
Wait a minute. So, Vinny, you're telling me you're not the type of guy that wants a 9-to-5 clock in corporate America bitch job.
I am literally employophobic. I cannot get a job. It's not possible. Not since my experience in the workforce, after working hard, being the best employee, getting the most sales in my division, and then getting shafted by my employers after I tried to actually improve the company. I wrote a 7-page essay about what was wrong with the company and how we could take steps to improve it, to improve the quality of life for the employees, to improve productivity, to improve sales, to save money on a lot of technical issues that people were having, that kind of thing. And they had a 5-minute meeting with me and the other business account managers, and then said, "Oh well, the issue is closed now. I think we've resolved everything." When they did nothing. Okay.
I thought you were going to say they fired you right on the spot.
Well, it was only 3 days after that meeting that I was indeed fired, and it just comes down to the point where it's not me that's the problem; it's actually everybody else. I mean, it's like, come on, people. Here's the wake up that we all need. The problem is not you. You are a good, decent, hardworking individual, aren't you? That's why you're listening to Christopher Green on Green Wave Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. You are good, decent, hardworking. It's just simple.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. It's funny. I'm reading this in our chat room right now. This is from Concerned Dad. He says, "I love Ron Paul and his ideals, but he really needs to stand up and fight at those debates. He doesn't air well." You know what? I don't know if I agree with that. I, quite frankly, thought he kicked ass at the Arizona debate. I mean, the crowds were pretty much standing up and clapping. You know, I really liked when he was asked the question by the mediator, or the moderator, excuse me, Mr. King. He said, "You know, you called Rick Santorum a fake in a recent ad. Why'd you say that?" He's like, "Well, he's a fake." What's your perspective, Vinny, for the New Zealander perspective on this election? Is there talk about this? Is it big news, or is it just under the rug over there?
I'm glad you asked, Chris. And there is no talk of any kind about Ron Paul. Nothing.
So no one cares.
Like, I saw a couple of frames of him once, and he wasn't even speaking. Okay, it was just like they did a panning shot of the candidates, and they said, "Oh, there was a debate." Right, that's like the New Zealand media coverage that we've got here. And I'm glad that you asked, because as a New Zealander who understands that the United States is full of what I'd like to think is moralistic and caring people, very generous people in general, is that basically their presidents for a long, long time have been misleading the entire country, lying to the people, and destroying liberty in every way, shape, and form that matters. And it is only now, that we've seen somebody actually rise to challenge that tyranny, and that's Ron Paul. There is nobody else. Nobody even comes close to the grandeur, the track record, the way he speaks, the information he has when he goes into debates. It's not a fair fight. Essentially, Ron Paul could debate every other candidate, and every other candidate would have to go home and lick their wounds for another 4 years if the media wasn't corrupt, and if the media wasn't censoring Ron Paul, if the media and all the other people and assorted scumbag trash and what have you that support the establishment would just get the frack out of the way and let justice and liberty be done.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it from that perspective, it really is a joke. I mean, again, the only constitutionalist of the group. I mean, George Carlin used to say this, too. I mean, this is the best you got, America. I mean, this is literally the best that we got. I want to go to some calls now. Again, our number 218-339-8525. I want to hear from you. I'm going to go to a 425 area code. Again, that's a 425 area code. Hi, you're on Green Wave Radio Live.
Yeah, hello. You there?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
Well, I've been hearing a lot of what you've been talking about on this show so far, and, you know, I think that it really speaks to a point that most people in America really are not understanding right now, and I'd like to direct the listeners to the United States Code 3002, Section 15.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and tell us about that.
Well, in that code, it says something very simple. The United States is a federal corporation. We've been incorporated, hijacked, right out from under us. And it is not something that is even, we can all talk about corporate America and say, you know, it's all messed up because of how the corporations are acting in America. But we have to realize that we are actually dealing with a corporation. And one thing that we really need to do is take back control of our government from where it started. And it started as a republic. And we need to sense the government that we have today is really it's an occupying entity that's come out that is not anything to do with the people. And all of this talk about elections and all this and that, you hit the nail on the head. Do we have a dictator in office? I would absolutely say so. I mean, Mussolini defined fascism as corporatism, corporate control of government. When corporations own the government, we have fascism. And that's the bottom line of what we live in today. So, I mean, it's something that it's a fact. And even if you look at the United States Code itself, it is telling us what we have. People just need to do the research. People just need to be educated on it. And only once people see the elephant in the room, we can really start to change things and do something about it. We have to come together and network together and figure out, you know, all these people that are awake to it. We're not islands. None of us can do it by ourselves. But we must. We must do something together.
Yeah, well, Vinny, just think what's about. What's your
well,
take?
I was just thinking about the original American Revolution. Only had between 3-4% of the population actually participating in overthrowing King George and fighting in the wars and making it count, basically. And so when we talk about how the masses of America are not awake, you know, that may well be true, but it also doesn't matter because only a minority need to be awake in order to make the difference.
Yeah, and caller, were saying, you know, the United States is a corporation, so does that make the people of America, are they incorporated too, in your opinion?
Absolutely they are. When the people agreed to, when the people agreed to have their birth certificate signed when they were, had their SS5 form signed by their parents, and they agreed to have their driver's license, they agreed to have their name representing them in all capital letters, the people agreed to have their corporation, they agreed to be a corporation. It's something called Capitis Diminutio Maxima. It's in Max Black's 2003 legal dictionary, and what it's literally defined as that, a title which reduces its holder to that of slavery. And that's something that we need to all become more aware of.
It comes down from admiralty law, the law of the sea. You know, if a ship crashes into another ship, you get to board that other ship, and the captain gets to decide how much damage is worth, and then they basically take a monetary solution to whatever problem or conflict has arisen. And once that judge, captain, gets to decide who wins and who loses out of that case, like who determines who was at fault, you then have to pay money to the other damaged party. But what's happening now is instead of it just being admiralty law actually dispensing justice, it is in fact sort of like a military tribunal dispensing punishment. And this is why it's so dangerous for people to be seen as corporations. All capital letters, that's what a corporation is. Have a look at your driver's license, all capital letters. Have a look at your birth certificate, all capital letters. You think you're you? No, you're not you. Unless, of course, you recognize what isn't you. And what isn't you is on that card. It's on those identifying documents. That's how they get you. Because bylaws, like in local councils and stuff like that, they don't actually apply to private citizens at all. They only apply to people who are under commercial operations. For example, a parking ticket. Technically, you can't give a parking ticket to a citizen because they're not engaged in commerce when they're in that particular area. However, once you've got those capital letters on your driver's license, once you've gotten everything sorted out and you say that, yes, I am a corporation and what have you, that's when they can give you those tickets. A friend of mine from the Zeitgeist Movement, he's come up with a template. There's only three documents that you just need to send to those parking things. First document is I'm not actually the person on that driver's license, sir. I'm simply the administrator of that account. And if you reply to me, you are basically saying that, yes, I am the administrator of that account, and you are also admitting that you are personally liable for the costs of this interaction to the sum of 40,000 New Zealand dollars. So if you reply to me, you owe me 40 grand. So naturally, they reply to him and say, well, you know, you still need to pay your parking fine. He goes, thank you very much for admitting guilt in this particular scenario. Where's my 40 grand?
yeah. Well, hey, let's dig into this deeper for a moment. You know, our caller called in. If the United States is a corporation, and I want people to think about this, and the people themselves are incorporated, what does that mean? Well, that means that the people themselves are owned. So if you are owned,
it's
the question is, well, how do you lose ownership? How do you get rid of your ownership? How do you become free? You know, it's a form of slavery, debt slavery. We talk about this all the time. This is the, you know, this is the slavery behind the veil. People think they're free. It's all an illusion, but they're not. So, caller, in your opinion, how do you rid yourself from the slave master? Do you have a take on that?
Well, you know, this has been the subject of my research for a very long time now, because I saw the writing on the wall a while ago, and, you know, this is something that I've dedicated myself to educating myself about, ways that, you know, we could get out from underneath this. And you know, the real trick, and Vinny touched on it just a little bit, but, you know, it's just to realize that person on your driver's license and on your birth certificate is not you. It's not you. And once we start realizing that we contract ourselves into that, into being an entity that is reduced to a corporation's rights, then we can realize why all of the tyranny is going on in society, because we're not the living blood. We're not the flesh, you know, human being. We are actually agreeing that we are the walking dead. And I've been looking into a lot of concepts. There's been a lot of people on there a lot of people out there on the internet that have been putting out documents as far as ways that you can actually get the corporate title off of you and have nothing to do with it anymore. But you know, the number one key is to know thyself, know who you really are. And as long as if you know who you really are, there's not a damn thing the system can do to tell you who you are, because you'll be able to say, you know what, I am not that person. I am simply the administrator.
Yeah, it's kind of like being a house slave. You know, you're not a field slave, but in America, you're a house slave. So, you know, you're like, well, I don't know. You know, yeah, I've got a master. You know, I'm owned. But, you know, I don't know. I do have a roof over my head here. I do have mainstream TV. I get three square meals a day. It really is kind of insane. I mean, once you wake up to the fact that you are owned, that you are a slave, you are a debt slave, it changes everything. Caller, thanks for calling in. We're going to go to the rest of our calls. Also, we've got Vinny Eastwood here live on the line. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transcending an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life, as it has been, is over.
This is Green Wave Radio Live. We are taking your calls from all over the world. Make sure to give us a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. Phone number is 218-339-8525. Again, that's 218-339-8525. I'm here with host, friend, Vinny Eastwood. We're talking about the news. We're talking about this election. It's funny, I was thinking over the break, Newt Gingrich, when he was talking and referring to the OWS movement, Occupy Wall Street, telling America, you dirty hippies, go take a shower. All these smelly people out in the streets of New York City complaining about these big banks. It just goes to show you.
What do these slaves think they are, free? Oh, my goodness, they're so naive. You think that when you're born to your parents and that you're their property now? Get you to sign a birth certificate so that you become a property of the government, and then we put your birth certificate number on the stock exchange, just like livestock should be, and all your life is merely one giant slaughterhouse designed to turn your mind into mushy, gushy goo.
How bourgeois can these people be? I mean, how out of touch of reality
are these people? I mean, it was like Mitt Romney talking about the fact that his wife only owns like five cars or something. You know, oh, we own American brands. We're just a regular American. Yeah, my wife owns like only five American branded cars. And that was kind of like his slip up in recent days. Are these people out of touch with reality, Vinny?
It's called psychosis. They're just out of their fracking minds. There's no logic left. And it's turning into a great little society full of morons that have more money than God, who get to tell you what your legislation should be. One nation under the drone with our wonderful Lord and Savior, Barack H. O'Berry Satoru. He's going to be God, he'll be the Emperor, and he'll make sure that all of your problems will go away. Grope and change, in the TSA sense of the word.
Man, I am so, I was thinking this, Vinny, you were on your tirade. I am so sick of Obama. I am so sick. I would be nice just to get a different person out there at the pulpit, I guess is what we'll call it, just so we could talk about somebody else. I mean, it's just, it's so tiresome. I mean, what's the Obama perspective in New Zealand? Do people support him? Is it pro-Obama? Is it we don't care? You know, what's the take over there on him personally?
Don't really hear that much about our Lord and Savior over here, but, you know, a couple of months ago, Chris, I was going to have dinner at my sister's place, and I saw somebody with a bumper sticker, Obama 08, hope and change. Oh, yes, it was wonderful. It's great that the brainwashing of the mainstream media extends all the way over 10,000 miles away to little old New Zealand with its wonderful glowing green pastures and various other Fukushima-related natural features. It's beautiful.
Oh, man, it's home of the slave, home of the slave. I want to talk about this, too, and this is a real big tragedy. Of course, many of you are aware, out in Ohio, teenager arrested, school shooting. Three students were killed. Well, yeah, let's get into this a minute, because we get these stories. The mainstream media loves this shit. I mean, they love it. Okay, so they love Gabriel Giffords types of events because, again, this propels the police state. I mean, there's crazy people out here, Vinny. So, you know, we definitely need the NDAA now. We definitely need the National Defense Authorization Act to control these people. And then, you know, we get the propaganda. Okay, these kids were bullied. Maybe some of them were. But let's face facts here. I mean, with the Gabriel Giffords shooting, okay, Jared Loughner, this guy is just a nutbag. He's a nutcase. Okay, he's a guy that we should just put down like a dog. How is the bad apple in American society representative of everybody else? I mean, if that was the case, we'd get rid of every single last politician in Washington right now. We'd get rid of every single banker, right now, if that was the case. But it's amazing how they use that analogy on the American people. Again, they're always out here to protect us, Vinny. You know, protect us from ourselves. You know, I'm sure they're going after the gun laws next, okay? I'm sure that's next, because God forbid we have that right anymore. God forbid we're allowed to protect ourselves, own guns. God forbid, though, we got the freedom of speech. I mean, I talked to people, and it's funny, God, we missed it on camera today. We're talking to this lovely lady, and it was right when the camera kind of went off, and I'm like, I wish we had it rolling. She's like, yeah, I hope I don't get arrested. She was serious. People are self-censoring themselves here in the United States of America, the supposed light and pillar of freedom. They're genuinely scared to speak their minds. They're scared to say anything. I mean, is that the kind of society that we want, Vinny?
This is why my Rothschild brethren and Rockefeller chums decided to make sure that everybody was very much in line with political correctness. Because after all, if you're politically correct, it means everything that you're talking about is wrong. And if you're right, then, oh boy, you are a dangerous terrorist, Chris. And you should be exterminated in some of these very new FEMA camps that we have up running in the next 72 hours. And I'm not joking about that, by the way. Article has just come out in Associated Press. that FEMA camps are going to be operational within 72 hours notice to take in political dissidents and homeless people as well. And considering all of my banking chums and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are kicking Americans out of their homes like there's no fracking tomorrow either, that means there'll be lots of homeless people. And incidentally, also at the same time, we are now passing legislation that's going to make crematoriums hook up their nice fiery ovens that they burn people's dead bodies with. And we're going to use them to heat our swimming pools.
You know what's amazing to me, Vinny? And I'm just enjoying the tirade here. But I just, you know what's amazing is, okay, I asked this question. I asked this a lot of people today. I'm like, do you support the Iran war? Is it justified? As Rick Santorum said, or as, excuse me, let me take that back. As Rick Perry said, okay, and we got this on camera. Does America stand with Israel? How much blood does America have on its hands? Now, I'm reading a comment from a chairman. It says, the tree of liberty needs to be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time. Thomas Jefferson. Okay, is it time in America? I mean, again, how many people have to die? How many people have to die overseas, men, women, and children in the Middle East, the place that America loves to hang out? Again, we love to destabilize our region. We can't get enough of it. We can never leave. We can never leave. We're sold. Again, perception is reality. We're sold by the mainstream media and our politicians. Hey, if we're not there, these dictators over there are killing people. I mean, we can't let evil reign in the Middle East. Yet we go over there, and not only do we intervene, not only do we interfere with these independent sovereign nations, but we spend a decade in growing, a decade and longer killing people? How does this make sense?
Well, Chris, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. Okay, look at this. Iran hasn't attacked another country in 300 years. Their current dictator, who is a university lecturing professor, is retiring in less than a few months. So obviously we need to get in there right now and get rid of him, because we can't wait another couple of months, because we've already waited 300 years to invade them.
What's your take on this, Vinny? I don't know if you tuned in the first hour caught any of this, but I was talking about Louis Farrakhan. Okay, he's, you know, extremely controversial, you know, represents the Nation of Islam. Today he was talking about the fact that Mossad, okay, they're, you know, Israel's, you know, form of the Secret Service could potentially try to kill our president, President Obama, to propel, you know, the Israel intent and the intention to attack, you know, places like Iran.
That's what the FBI is for, Chris. I mean, if you need a staged terror attack or a president assassinated of your own ilk of some kind of like that, you obviously need very talented investigators to do it so they can cover their tracks up afterwards. Because it seems to me, quite logically, with my Rothschild connections and what have you, that every single person in the United States who's afraid of terrorism should be far more afraid of peanut butter, because technically it's more likely to kill you. Now, I think that we should have a war on peanut butter. Yes, anybody's caught spreading this dangerous substance upon bread should be taken to a FEMA camp and given nothing but popcorn and Starburst to live out their days while they watch big screen TVs of all the new, nice, wonderful, terroristic, we need to be afraid of these dangerous, bearded, turban-wearing individuals. Yes, oh yes. That'll be the most wonderful existence for all the freedom-loving Americans to live by, behind double fences, getting vaccines every other day. It'll be just so marvelous. Such is the vision of my ancestors, to make sure that any vestige of freedom or any kind of independence is eradicated from the face of the earth, because after all, freedom, logic, and common sense are the greatest evils, almost as evil as competition, as my Rockefeller fabulous family member said once upon a time when he bought out every single barrel in the United States when he was in the oil industry so that no other oil company was capable of barreling their oil and all went out of business. This is the way we do business in America now. We eliminate competition. We eliminate freedom. And if that does not sit well with you, then by George, we'll eliminate you too.
It's so absurd, but it's honestly the truth. I'm reading this too. Ann Romney, talks about the fact that she could strangle the press. Okay, obviously she's kind of joking, but she just says she's so frustrated, or maybe she's not joking, with the media's coverage of her husband that she said she wants to strangle them. That'd actually be interesting. Strangling, you know, Mitt Romney, I just got the image of here, just strangling, you know, a member of the press, strangling, the CNN interviewer. I wonder how that would sit well, if that would be another judge of moral character that would, you know, help propel him into the position of power for 2012. We want to take your calls. Give us a call, everybody. We're live, 218-339-8525, 218-339-8525. Again, here I'm with Vinny Eastwood. I'm at a loss sometimes, Vinny. I mean, what do you think? Where are you thinking things go from here? I mean, Dow 13,000. We're supposedly in the greatest recovery since sliced bread. We don't have capitalism anymore. The big banks get every bailout that they possibly need to succeed. They're never allowed to fail, but the people are. The people are always allowed to fail because, again, it's a moral hazard. Where does this go? I mean, is the whole thing just going to implode? Do they prop it up this year? Does it implode next year? I mean, what's your personal guess on this?
Oh, 2012. It's always been a great doomsday event on the calendar for all of us, hasn't it? And, of course, there is such a huge amount of masses of debt out there that we've created via derivatives that used to be regulated by the State Gaming Commission in the state of New York. But of course, we managed to bribe them with some fake money that we made up of thin air. So they decided to back off. And now, basically, the whole idea, Chris, is to collapse the economy and bring about a complete state of utter tyranny and collectivism modeled on China. Much in the same way, we will be kidnapping people at random from their homes just for so much as questioning the government, taking them to forced labor camps, and if they are not happy with being forced labor for the rest of their existence, we will also pick out the ones that have nice blood and nice organs, and we will sacrifice them and harvest their organs and sell them on the black market on and in a van on the way to an airport so that it's nice, fresh, cut, and sealed in nice, wonderful plastic bags with some foil sealing in there too to keep those organs fresh for the black market. Yes, this would be a wonderful thing for the old presidents of the United States to grovel and drool over for until the end of time. Because after all, if you have people in your country that are armed, intelligent, and capable of resisting, that means tyranny cannot flourish. So you have to take their guns off them. Just like Chairman Mao did, just like Pol Pot in Cambodia did, just like Stalin did, just like Hitler did. And then after said gun ban legislation has all been passed and put out to the masses as a violent and fabulous thing, as we demonize small particular individuals who just recently saw a psychiatrist and tripled their dose of Prozac and Zoloft, then everybody will be so deathly afraid of having a firearm that they will willingly give up their rights, and they'll forget that the Founding Fathers told them that they need guns to fight off tyrannical government. And that, Chris, once we have taken all your guns, that is when we will exterminate all of your mias, and there'll be nothing you can do about it.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me.
Oh, God, just wait. I'll be killing you for real later on, Chris.
Well, I know. I the way these people think, it's scary, America. Again, we want to take your calls. We're about to go to a break here. 218-339-8525, 218-339-8525. I'm reading the polls here. Okay, I'm pulling this from Drudge. Again, it's just there's no mention of Ron Paul, Vinny. There's no mention. It's like a complete blackout in the mainstream media. And I'm looking at some of the numbers here. Of course, we've got the Arizona primary, Michigan primary today. We got some on-the-ground coverage of this. It's got Romney, according to Drudge in Arizona, 38% to Santorum's 26%. Pretty strange. You think you'd get some mention of Paul even on Drudge Report. And then we're looking at Michigan, Romney 37%, Santorum 30%. It's just, Vinny, where do we go from here?
The moron party and brainwash party got 100% in the latest polls.
I know. We're going to go to Calls America. We want to hear from you. Give us a buzz. This is Green Wave Radio Live. We'll be back in a few.
would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
America is in trouble.
Washington is a disgrace.
Government has become too big. It's overtaxing, overspending.
We need to change direction.
We really need change.
We can't afford to make the same mistakes we've made in the past.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
There is need for economic stimulus.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This election is about trust.
There's been one true, consistent candidate, and that's Dr. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been so consistent from the very beginning.
He seems like a more honest candidate.
He tells the truth about what he believes, whether you like it or not.
He's never once voted for a tax increase, never once voted for an unbalanced budget.
Ron Paul's plan is bold, cut five departments. It's what we need.
When he says he's going to cut $1 trillion in the first year, I believe it.
If you don't like how things are going, you're tired of politicians, he's something different.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Is the one we've been looking for.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped below 1775 Monday on profit-taking. The firmer dollar last traded at 1767 an ounce. Silver, 3539. The old saying, watch what a billionaire does, not what he says, appears to be true regarding Warren Buffett. His recent negative article on gold is somewhat offset. A unit of Berkshire Hathaway just recently purchased a U.S. precious metal business. And Daily Reckoning reports the market is once again in a hope phase, hoping the U.S. is now in a self-sustaining recovery. These bursts of hope are essential in a long-term bear market. Hope must be crushed. Only then can the bull market begin. Check out SwissAmerica.com to look at a chart we have that shows economic and spiritual cycles and how they overlap. Also read about Chinese companies trading on the American Stock Exchange, holding securities that are worth almost nothing. And lastly, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, he thinks that wealthy should pay for the privilege of being an American. Call us toll-free 800-BUY-COIN for your copy of Vote Gold 2012.
Warning. Warning. American Freedom Radio. This habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Buddy, I'm Christopher Green. This is Green Wave Radio, live broadcasting around the world. I'm here with Vinny Eastwood of the Vinny Eastwood Show. Coming up next, Stay tuned. We're going to go to some of our callers here. Again, we've got the lines wide open. Got a few of there of you in the queue here. I'm going to go to a 337 area code. Again, that's a 337 area code. Hi, you're on Green Wave Radio Live.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, my friend? Where are you calling from?
Oh, Kinder, Louisiana, man.
All right, all right. Well, good to have you on the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. You should have heard the stuff while I talked to my friends about. They're not big politicians and stuff. And oh, man. I said, y'all watch the debate? Oh, yeah. We're one of them was a big Texas Rick Perry fan, and one's a Santorum. And my dad, me and my dad were talking about while, you know, they were outside and stuff. And I said, man, y'all want to go to war? I said, we don't have the money to go to war. And I looked at him, I said, don't you know we're up $15.4 trillion in debt, and it's probably even more.
Yeah.
And I said, and it's like they don't understand. It's like, where this money comes from? You know, the government can't just keep printing money. And they're like, oh. And I'll show them one of your videos of quantitative easing. I didn't know what it meant first till I read up on it. I said, do you think you can just keep printing money and money and money and money and it grows on trees? I said, eventually, the stock market's going to crash and it's going to be worse than the 2008. And they're like, sure. No, it's getting better.
Well, what people need to understand, and it sounds like, you know, you're awake to this stuff and you're educated, but look, I always hear this from the American people. They say, well, we can't go to war because we don't have the money. We can't afford it. No, that's precisely the reason we're going to war. That is the reason we're going to war, okay? It's a function of quantitative easing, all this debt, the currency crisis, the collapse of our currency, fiat currency in general. That is the reason for the war.
I have a disagreement with that, Chris. I think that was after World War II came in, when all the United States factories were geared, instead of making nice cars and things like that didn't kill people en masse, that they started making all these massive planes and rockets and missiles and tanks and all of that kind of stuff. And they realized that, hey, the only industry that we have left in the United States is war machines. Man! How can we keep this country afloat if the only thing that makes us money is people killing each other? I know. We'll declare war in every single country that exists.
Well, sure. I mean, war is lucrative. You know, war is also very expensive. So, caller, what else is on your mind? I mean, you know, again, are people awake in your area, or is it like talking to a brick wall most days?
Oh, it's like talking to a bunch of no-yos. They think that gas... It's like this because Iran, you know, we're about to go with Iran. I said, y'all not waking up to the face what's going on. I said, do y'all read anything what goes on? I said that I think it's the act that Obama signed, the NDAA Act.
Mm-hmm.
I said, right there is the start of our liberties and our freedom being taken away. Y'all understand that? It's like you might as well just go to jail and live off the taxpayers' money.
I mean, sure. Well, yeah. Americans are desensitized. America is desensitized with war. I mean, it's unbelievable, really. You said it yourself. I mean, look, we have these debates. We have all these debates. There's been 20-something debates. And, yeah, they all say, hey, we're going to war. War, war, war. It's all they talk about. And the American people just go, oh, yeah, makes sense. I mean, really?
I'm a whore for war. I want to ride my great four horsemen of the apocalypse right into Tahrir Square. Oh, yes, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, we know your position on this war, Vinny.
We're going to stage provocations everywhere. We're going to manufacture our enemies. And if they don't have enough guns to fight us, then we'll give them some.
Caller, any last questions, comments? We're going to go to some of the rest of the callers. Anything else you wanted to add?
Let y'all know that I didn't even know who Ron Paul was until watching your videos and the debate. And my parents are big Ron Paul supporters, and we love your videos when you interview them when you get a chance.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I love to hear that, and I'm glad that there's more people tuning in. So thank you for, you know, supporting us. Thank you for sharing the good word.
Oh, anytime. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Take care. I'm going to go to Russell here in Kansas. This is 760 area code. Hi, you're on Green Wave Radio Live.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Russell. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's on your mind?
Well, I was hoping to get a hold of you to let you know there is a good document that I think everybody should read, and it's called, you can get it at wordpress.com, and it's loveovermind.wordpress.com.
Love over mind. Okay, so tell us about that. What is it exactly?
Well, I'm sure both of you know Santos Bonacci.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so... Vinny, are you familiar?
Yeah. Santos is a good mate.
Okay, so caller, extrapolate on that a little bit so our audience can understand if they're not familiar.
He's kind of theosophic. Like he talks about the astrology and how religion is kind of a con and a whole lot of host of other things and how people's minds are brainwashed in many, many ways to get us to believe stories that basically aren't true.
Okay.
Right. And you could also Google recommended reading for sovereignty PDF, the Dummy's Guide to Freedom. This is a really important document. This is your way out of this cage, and it's a good read. And I think everybody should read this. And
I find it ironic because dummies don't read.
Pardon me?
I find it ironic though because dummies don't read.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, this is so true. And again, you could Google recommended reading for sovereignty, or you could just go to the loveovermind.wordpress.com.
Okay.
And okay, it's so good. I tell you, right, Chris, you got to read this thing. This is 40 years of hard work of sovereignty. This really shows you how to jump out of this to get out of this corporate system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm working on it, and I'll call you in a month or two, because I'm trying to do it now, get it all figured out. But you have to understand, you have to know who you are. That's as important. You can't just, you don't want to just read this thing and say, oh, okay, I can do that. No, you really have to understand who you really are. Mm-hmm. And Santos Bonacci just hits it out of the park. If you go to his website, just Google Santos Bonacci, and...
Universal Truth is... It's universaltruthschool.com. And Santos also has a show on American Freedom Radio as well, I believe on Saturdays in the United States. I was listening to him a couple of days ago as well here in New Zealand. And, he's a very interesting guy. Has an awful lot to say.
Really cool. Really cool. That's awesome, Russell. Thanks for calling
that, Chris and Vinny, thank you very much. You guys are truly the stars that we need.
Well, thanks a lot. You're a star yourself, and thank you for your support.
Let's hope we're not five-pointed pentagram stars or six-pointed Israeli ones. Other than that, in fact, somebody asked me, I think it might have been you, Chris, about the relationship between the United States and Israel, and it's actually not the United States. It's Israel basically now owns the United States. They own all the telecommunication companies. They're infiltrated to no end. It seems like half the cabinet of Barack Obama's administration are all Zionists. Some of them are even dual Israeli-American citizens. And isn't that against the electoral law or something like that? You can't have dual citizenship if you're in a leadership position of a country because you don't know where your loyalties lie. But conveniently, though, thanks to AIPAC and various other douchebag organizations of that ilk, if you say one bad word about Israel, your career's over, Rover. It's pretty straightforward. They are some very aggressive tycoon scumbaggery filthmongers, and they will shoot you with white phosphorus if you're in the continental United States. No kidding.
Yeah, well, take a look at take a look at Charlie Sheen. I mean, wasn't that part of the scandal? He won at the end of the day. Didn't he get like 100+ million or something that was owed to him? But
winning.
Let's go to Lisa. We got a couple minutes left here. Lisa, out in Texas. Lisa, how you doing? You're on the air.
Hey, Chris and Vinny. Good to talk to you. I'll be quick. Vinny, it makes me really mad that you know more about America than Americans do. It's just extreme irony. And thank you for educating Americans about their country when you're not even a citizen. So
that is so true. That's amazing. That is startling. Then it started. Vinny here knows more about American history, what's going on, than the average, got my average next door neighbor.
Oh, yes. Well, really quickly, Vinny, there's a little subject you need to, in your neck of the woods, not in New Zealand, but in Australia. Have you heard that two medical ethicists in Australia are advocating that newborns should be able to be healed, or 2 years possibly?
They're advocating eugenics, basically, and they've got what they call this bioethics council to replace the Hippocratic Oath. Hippocratic Oath is do no harm. Bioethics council is euthanize everybody kind of thing. And it's all started up by eugenicists, slimebags, scumbaggery, filthmongers anyway. So basically, it's just same old, hey, here's health, here's wellness, here's death and destruction. So obviously, because we're the healthcare industry, we need to push it towards death and destruction.
Yeah, and isn't that great? That's what we need, you know, death and destruction. Lisa, thanks for calling. Vinny, thanks for co-hosting today for the second hour. Stay tuned for Vinny Eastwood. The show's up next. This is Green Wave Radio Live, hard-hitting and in-your-face America. Today's episode was brought by SeedsNow.com. Please check them out. Please support them. I'm Christopher Green. Talk to you all soon.
And it's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.